Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, right now we're going to talk to someone who had just an incredible year for the Yankees and was probably as valuable to the team as anybody on, and that's their shortstop, Didi Gregorius, who joins us now. Didi, Mike Francesa on the fan. Welcome. How are you?
Good, man. How are you guys? How are you?
Good. What's right. happening?
A lot is happening right now. Try to get ready for tomorrow's game.
Tell me about this season and how happy and really how proud you are what you accomplished this year.
I mean, season for me, I think it's not over yet. You know, it's not just playing for the season. You know, you want to play to win a ring at the end. So right now, that's what we're trying to do and try to play our best game tomorrow so we can pass on. So I think season has been going good so far and everything's been great. You know, everybody's helping each other out. They have a best team right now going on. So I think that's really great.
How about the power you exhibited this year?
I mean, things just happen, you know. It's not just I'm not going out there just showing for power, you know. Just trying to hit the ball all over the field, and if they go out, they go out. But it's not just I'm going out there to try to hit home runs, you know.
No, but and so many big hits this year, Didi, too, in the middle of the lineup. I mean, so many times coming up with big at-bats and big hits for the Yankees this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the whole thing, you know. Everybody gets ready. I think everybody comes up clutch. It's not just one player, you know. I think that's what's really important. That makes a team a team. So you want your next guy to be also ready, not just you. So I think that's really important.
Didi, go back to when you came here, having to replace an iconic player, struggling early to where you are now. Tell me what you remember about those early days.
What do I remember?
Yeah, what do you remember about those early days?
I mean, the media, that's the thing. That I think that's the whole thing. I think the media just asking Jeter questions after Jeter questions every day, no matter if I did something good or bad, and it didn't really matter. So they didn't let me a chance to be myself and play the game. You know, just try to be the guy that play after Derek Jeter. I think that was my thing.
How hard was it to settle down and to just go out there and play your game?
I mean, I don't think it was hard at all. It's just getting ready to play the game, which is what's most important for me, you know. Just try to play the game. Don't worry about anything. Shut everything out and just play. And then whatever happened, because you can't control what other people's going to say or other people going to do. So all I did was try to focus on the game and then try to get ready every day.
If I went back to those days when you were struggling and now you batting in the middle of the order, having an all-star season, doing the things you're doing now, could you have seen yourself having these kind of seasons?
I mean, of course, because I always trusted myself, but I'll never expect me to hit 25 homers, I'm not going to lie. So, and even I hit 20 last year, but for me, it was just try to be myself, you know, just let everything happen and not try to do too much, just play the game the right way. That's all I was trying to do.
Yankees, you know, playing in the postseason, October nights used to be the norm. It's been a while now. Yanks haven't won a home game in the playoffs in 5 years. How tell me about this team and how ready it is to play in the postseason.
I mean, the team is good. You know, everybody see how we ended up September. You know, we got to try to go in October with the same momentum. So I think that's really good. That's what we want from a team. So I think everybody's ready. So maybe we're going to break the streak right now and then go from there.
How about playing the one game? How tough is it to play the one game, the wild card game?
I mean, the one game is the most important game to keep going. You know, so I think for us, that's the main game to focus on right now. And then try to go from there, and that's the main goal.
Will it feel like a regular game tomorrow, or will it feel different to be out there tomorrow night?
I mean, the only way I think it's going to be different, because, you know, we had more fans probably going to show up. And but besides that, we still got to play the game like it's a regular game and not try to do too much, but you're going to try to win. So that's the main goal. And in scores, is going to be just a little bit different because it's heading to the playoffs. It's October baseball.
This Yankee lineup's got a lot of pop in it, a lot of power. You've seen guys do a lot of things this year, hit a lot of home runs. How good is this team?
This team is really good. You know, a lot of people doubted us, first of all, to get this far. So we knew we had a really good team just to go out there and play the game. That's what we focused on. And then, let them talk. And then at the end, you're going to see who's going to be the best. So I think that's how our team mentality is. You know, you got to play the game and never quit.
You and Castro are very close, right? You guys are very tight, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about that relationship. You know, was it always that way or is something that just came about the last couple of seasons?
It's funny because when I made my major league debut, I played against him. And, when guys get on second, sometimes I say, hi, like, how you doing? Just something like, just want to talk, just friendly talk. You get some guys that don't talk. You get some guys that talk. And, I mean, when I got on second, he said hi. And then we started talking. And then he got on second. I got on second. Every time I got on base, we talked. So, you know, we started building a friendship since then. So when he came here, we already knew each other. So everything just kept on going. So it's the same relationship going since then and now. So it's been getting better and better.
We're talking with Didi Gregorius, who has become a star for the Yankees and as a big fixture. And it probably was as valuable to the team as anybody this year. How about what Judge accomplished this year? You got to watch it. You got a bird's eye view. How about Judge's season?
That's unbelievable. That's the MVP season for me, what he did during the season. Because, I mean, coming from a rookie, you know, breaking records all over the place, I mean, it's unbelievable what he's been doing this whole season, you know, driving runs in, you know, getting on base for other guys. You know, it's all-around player, you know. That's what you want to see from all your guys. And what he's been doing, it's unbelievable. Hitting 500-foot home runs and stuff, I don't think you can see that often.
Amazing what he's done. How about you? What's been your career against Santana? Have you hit Santana well?
I don't know. I don't think so. But, tomorrow's a new day. That's how I always look at it.
And if you win, you get the Indians. The Indians finished up. They won 32 of their last 36 games. You guys saw them in September. What do you think about the Indians this year if you got to play them?
I mean, they have a good team, I think. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there where they are right now. So, I mean, everybody right now has a good team. And all we got to do is play the game. You know, you never know what can happen in the game. So I think that's when everything decides.
So is this team had a good September. You guys won 20 games in September. So are you, is this team ready for tomorrow night?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, listen, congratulations. You know, you've become a fan favorite. You've become a tremendous Yankee. So congratulations on a great season. You had a wonderful season this year. You should be very proud of what you accomplished this year.
So, thank you very much.
Take care, Didi. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Didi Gregorius on the Yankees. And think about it. I mean, I know everyone wants Judge to win the MVP. Judge's numbers overall are staggering. There's no question. Didi's probably, I think, the other guy who probably meant the most to this team this year. I mean, Severino meant an enormous amount to this team this year. Didi meant so much to this team this year. He missed like 3 weeks, maybe a little more. Maybe it was a little more than 3 weeks. He got so many big hits this year, and the guy put up unbelievable numbers. I mean, whenever I'd see Didi come up in a big spot, I never ever worried like, oh, no, we're in trouble. I always thought when Didi was up in a big spot, you know, he's gonna do something. He's gonna lace a double down the line. He's gonna get something done. I can't think of how many times this year where he got big hits. You know, doubles with the bases loaded. I could think of the shot against the Mets. I mean, so many times I can think of him getting big hits this year. And you know, you look at these numbers. These numbers are tremendous. I mean, the guy had an insane, you know, insane season. He really did. The guy had a tremendous year. I mean, look at it this year. Played 136 games, 27 doubles, 25 homers, 87 RBIs, hit .287. I mean, what a tremendous. He played great shortstop every day. Scored 73 runs, knocked in, 87, 25 homers. That's a great year. I mean, that is a great year. It really is for him. And got so many big hits. I don't think of anybody that I saw on that team got more big hits in the clutch. Gardner did. Gardner did for sure. I think Gardner had the most because he had a lot of game-winning hits. He had game-winning homers. But other than that, Didi, I thought, got so many big hits for this team this year and did a great job. And really, he's become a fixture. At shortstop, he's become an all-star player. Really just amazing. How about him talking about the pressure early on about everyone talking about Jeter, which is interesting because he struggled dramatically, and it's an unbelievable thing to try and replace Jeter. And look what he's become. I mean, who would have thought the shortstop you got after Jeter would play this well, who's become this kind of guy who's bad to clean up at times. Tomorrow night he might be batting cleanup in a lineup for the Yankees or batting fifth right there in the middle of the lineup. Has done a tremendous job.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.